Last month, hundreds of Manitobans participated in Green Action Center's Jack Frost Challenge. The challenge is to walk, bike, skate, or roll at least 130 kilometers in 1 week with teams of up to 5 people. At Oak Table Community Ministry, 67 participants went well beyond this challenge by collectively logging almost 3,000 kilometers. Patricia Baker is Community Minister at Oak Table, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Patricia.
Thanks.
So I just wanted to start off by congratulating all the participants at Oak Table. And I know I participated in the challenge, and I think I just made my goal, which was about 25 kilometers, but they logged on average 45 kilometers on average. And I know some of them were into the hundreds of kilometers in 1 week. Can you talk about how the people who use the services at Oak Table, how a lot of them are already walking a lot in their day?
Sure. That really is a big part of how people get around. Some people get a chance to use the bus, but a lot of people are walking. And they walk for 10 to 12 to 15 hours a day. When the night shelters close or when people start going to work and the bus shelters aren't available anymore, people are on their feet. And because several people are homeless or not in very good housing, they don't really have any place to just relax and kick back if they're not working or looking for a job. So they're on their feet.
Did most of the participants from Oak Table, were most of them walking, or were some of them using other transportation, or were some of them in a wheelchair or rolling?
Most of them were walking. One of the guys was in a scooter. A couple people were on bicycles, which was really hard in that weather.
You issued a press release following the challenge, and in it you said you wanted to combat stereotypes about people who use community or social services. Mm-hmm. What stereotypes are you hoping to address?
Well, a lot of times some of the folks who visit us are some of the people that are seen on the street corners with their signs saying they're homeless and they need a little bit of change. And certainly I've heard people say they're lazy, they should get a job. Why is this happening? And for some people, this is the only job that they can have. For some people, they spend all day looking for work, or they're in such a compromised position already that even if they did find a job, as many do, they aren't able to sustain it because they don't have adequate housing, they don't have proper clothes to wear to work. They don't have a meal or a place to cook a meal. And so whatever work is found is short-lived often because it can't be sustained.
The teams from Oak Table had great names, and I know I was really inspired by them. Two that stood out for me, I thought were really good at describing the reality for lower-income people in being outside in winter and engaging in things that we take for granted, like walking. And these two names, team names, were Do Your Shoes Fit and Dry Socks Rock. Can you talk about the challenges related to proper shoes and clean socks for the people who use Oak Table services?
For sure. I know if I step in a puddle of water, I just can't stand it. My feet are wet. My socks are wet. I just need to change my socks right away. So I can only imagine that multiplied by being in those socks for hours on end and being in shoes that have holes in them, and trying to walk when your feet are frozen, wet, with no protection or with shoes that don't fit. The feet problems that people have are quite unbelievable, and the inability to get to some place where they can get proper foot care is a reality. So when we're able to have a pair of dry socks when people drop in, they're very thankful for that. And even today, somebody came in with boots that had holes straight up the back and all around the front, and their feet were wet. And fortunately, somebody else had just dropped off a pair of shoes that happened to fit him. And so he was able to go on his way with a pair of dry socks and shoes that fit, and he was a very happy man.
So are shoes and socks something that you are always looking for donations of for Oak Table?
Yes. We don't ask for clothing donations, mostly because we don't have a place to store them. But certainly we go through hundreds of socks in a year. And shoes are also things that move very quickly as people feel free to ask for them. And if we happen to have the right size, it's great. It's, you know, seasonal shoes are really important. Sandals at this time of the year don't really help much. So it's thoughtful donations of shoes and socks.
Mm-hmm. And I know after the Jack Frost Challenge, you did receive water bottles from QP, and you also received Blue Loonies mm-hmm. that can be used on the bus. Is there anything else that you're looking for?
Well, those were particularly prizes for our participants. Is there anything else we're looking for? Not for prizes at this moment. We have a hospitality ministry is what it is. And people come in and they read the newspaper, they use a telephone, they use the computer. We're always looking for people to help train people on how to use computers. We're looking for people who like to talk to other people, be friendly visitors. We are looking for, always we prepare a meal each day that we're open. And so people that would be interested in preparing a meal, serving a meal, providing the ingredients for a meal, those kind of things.
It looked like, from the photos I saw that you shared of the people who participated, it looked like the activity was quite successful and, you know, the people really enjoyed it and it has been quite good at raising awareness. Do you have any similar activities planned?
No, this one kind of fell into our lap when we found out about it. It was a natural, because we didn't have to ask anyone to do anything other than what they were already doing. We just wanted to celebrate what they were already doing and show that perhaps people who might otherwise be falling into some of those stereotypes could actually be an inspiration to the city. We do other activities. We have an art program every Wednesday. We, you know, we have haircuts and we have chiropractor coming in. We have different things as people say, I'd like to do this. We see if we can make it happen. When it comes to the spring and summer, then we have some outings to the beach and out of the city, and we're also involved in the community garden project at Osborne Crazy Corner.
Well, that's great. And I imagine a lot of the people you work with are really, most of us are looking forward to spring here in Winnipeg, but really looking forward to better weather when it is easier for people who are spending a lot of time outdoors and a lot of time walking.
Mm-hmm. I think there's probably a small opportunity of better weather, because as soon as we get warm, it hits the high temperatures, which are just as devastating for people who are outdoors without proper housing.
Yeah, that's important to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Patricia, for coming in today.
Thank you, Karen.
I've been speaking with Patricia Baker of Oak Table Community Ministry. And if you want more information on the ministry, or if you would like to make a donation, you can go to their website for more information. And that's at AugustineUnitedChurch.org. And you're listening to Mud & Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.